This article was previously published on Cambridge Today. What started as a job pumping gas at his dad's business 55 years ago turned into a lifelong career as a mechanic for Tom Zylstra. It's a career that will come to an end on May 1 when professional steer and brake on King Street East lowers its hoists and closes the doors for good after 5.5 decades of serving the city. My dad bought the building in 1969, Zylstra said. I started pumping gas then. I was only 9 years old. Zylstra quite literally grew up around cars and took over the business in 1987. From a young age, he recalls fixing up motorcycles and being interested in how they worked. When looking back to the beginning days, he can't help but think of all the changes the location has gone through. It began as a White Rose gas station, transformed into a Shell and finally a gas for less before the pumps were removed in 1978. That's when the business shifted to the steer and brake auto shop that it is today. Since he first started, helping people with their problems has been his purpose and greatest joy. He's made such an impact that he still has customers from when he was an apprentice 40 years ago. People come in and some of them are in pretty great distress because their car is broken, he said. I'm old school, I'd hold accounts and they pay once a month. It becomes real personal. But the industry has changed, Zylstra acknowledges, and it's been for the better. When it comes to cars, they don't make them like they used to, doesn't apply as he's amazed at the quality now compared to when he first got under the hood. It's been unbelievable, he said. From setting chokes in the spring and fall, now you just turn the key and away they go. People would say they didn't want to buy a car with that many gadgets because it'll be more problems. Now the cars have more gadgets and they're half the problem. The old cars were garbage in comparison. Once the shop closes and everything is cleaned out, Zylstra is heading to Bayfield, just north of Grand Bend, to enjoy his retirement. He's looking forward to being able to get up and do what he wants, which includes yard work on his new house and toying with his 6 Camaros. But before he hits the road, he wants the community to know just how much he appreciates their support over the years. It's meant a lot, he said. I want to thank them all very much for their patronage and friendship.